Welcome to the Everyday Game Changers podcast. You will hear from everyday people in business, music, community, and more who are changing the game. And now your host, marketing expert, and personal branding specialist, Varian McQueen.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of the Everyday Game Changers podcast. I am your host, Varian McQueen, and you know how we do every week, man. We're talking to people that's changing the game in music, business, community, and more. And today's guest, he checks a few of these boxes, music, business. I got Johnny Cash in the building. What's good?
Thank you, sir.
I feel like we should get an audience clap. Johnny Cash in the building.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Live studio. We got a live studio audience. They throwing panties. Keep that, everything in the building. What's good, man?
Shannon Tingham, thank you for having me on the show.
You're not nervous no more, right?
No, I'm good, man.
Got you calm. We had a shot going.
Yeah, I'm good now, bro.
Give me the introduction. Who's Johnny Cash?
Johnny Cash.
Give me, man. How do you get the name, Johnny? That's like a name that's
I have
a
story behind it, actually.
Give it to me.
It's crazy, crazy. So the story is that my first artist, actually, that I ever managed.
Okay.
His name is Young Chiefa. And I would always go out back in Broward, you know, go to little bars and shit. But sometimes I would get random calls like, yo, come to Miami, come to the club, I'm going to get you in, whatever. I'm going to get you this person, whatever. So I always dressed nice because I couldn't go home. I wouldn't have time to go home and get ready. So I would shoot from the bar straight to Miami to go plug up and shit. So, like, bro, you always looking like money, nigga. Because, you know, you got to dress in Miami. Loafers on at a bar in Broward, bro, just to chill shit. So fucking, that's where he, like, yo, you know what? You always looking like Cash, you know, Johnny Cash.
And now you're just stuck. Johnny Cash.
And then I made it my brand, and then, you know, now I'm
so here. When you get into this entertainment space, what makes you want to, like, manage artists, though?
I mean, like, I started off with him. He's the one that gave me my boy Chiefa, Young Chiefa.
Yeah.
He's the one that gave me the name. So then, like, he was doing music at the time, and he had the money to, like, invest in himself. So I was helping him out. I booked a show for him and shit one time. My boy Mario, BDR and shit, that's my dog. But, yeah, though, so ever since then, I just, like, I always love music, so.
So you just wanted to get in the management aspect? Yeah. You never wanted to be the artist?
Not really, bro.
There's not no footage out there?
You like the business side.
Spitting 16s or
not? I like to see where the money's going. I like to see what to touch and facilitate, create the opportunities for people to grow and shit.
So what do you look for when you like scoping talent, though?
Like scoping talent, bro, is just really like the drive that the people have. Like, you got to show me that you really want it because, like,
dope.
You know, I'm going to invest my life into you. You feel me? So it's like, you gotta really show that you're hungry for this shit, like, and it's your passion.
So what's your sales pitch to Gabby, her to be like, that's gonna be my manager? How'd you sell that?
With Gabby, it was like kind of like a blessing in disguise because I was living in Miami. I had a mentor that I don't really fuck with no more, but that's besides the point.
Yeah, fuck that person, but go ahead.
It was good, bro. It was a good opportunity. I was living in downtown Miami and shit.
Okay.
Like, I was doing a lot of meetings, plugging up, you know, doing my thing with, you know, events and shit like that. So, like, they shot out my boy Onsite. Shout out Onsite. You know, let's just vibe.
Shout out them. My guy Nico, all them guys.
Yeah,
killing
Joel,
it, yo.
All them niggas, bro. Fucking, they're going to shoot his cousin, Miguelito. Miguelito's the youngest Latin Grammy winner. He holds the records in the what's the name of it?
What?
The Guinness
World Record. Oh, dope.
And he's still the one artist that did that.
Wow,
shit.
That's dope. I didn't know that.
So they were shooting a music video at my apartment that I was staying at. My mentor had. I was staying there for like a whole year, bro. And he was looking out. I stayed there for free and shit for a whole year. So he really like opened his doors to me, and I really appreciate that. For like, that shit helped me a lot.
The guy you don't fuck with no more, though, right?
Yeah, but you know, sometimes you're gonna be like, you take losses from it, but you take gains from it too, because I learned a lot of shit from like a different perspective than just looking at my center. Because, you know, people that touch money, I have different perspectives on life, and people that don't really are hustling trying to get to the top. You feel me?
So it's like, so how are you introduced to Gabby, though?
Oh, yeah, I didn't tell you. I'm sorry. I got on track.
You're good. I'm gonna bring you back, bro. We'll bring you back.
So they were recording a music video there, and then they were filming. And he was filming his cousin, and then Gabby was just chilling on the couch, and we just started talking. And she was just telling me about how she just had bad managers in the past and shit, and that she couldn't really trust people because, you know, the game is dirty as fuck out here.
Talk about it, bro.
So then I'm like, bro, like, I can help you. And that's what I'm doing right now and shit. Like, I didn't have an artist at the time. But I was talking to him for an artist that I had in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
His name is, but yeah, so I had him from Boston. And then fucking, it was just like a whole thing. I was just in the movement of doing it again with the manager shit and working with producers. I met a lot of people and shit. And in Miami, because, you know, I reactivated in that condo. I kind of reactivated Johnny Cash because I stopped promoting and I was promoting for a minute.
So give me your introduction to like the entertainment space. Like you was promoting first?
Actually, I started off with Shalimar Entertainment back in Broward. I was doing all ages when I was like 15.
You was doing what?
All age clubs.
Ah.
Yeah, this is back in the day. That's when I first
started. You've been promoting for a long time.
Yeah, bro, for a long time. I started there and he kind of taught me to like kind of break the barrier. Just go to any girls, bro, and just be like, what's up? I got to, you know, get a situation tonight. It's like,
I feel like that's like a whole nother. I'm going to give you some perspective, right? So when I first came to Miami, I had no fucking clue what I was going to do when I got here. I came here with a car full of sneakers and a laptop, bro. Shit. Like I had no job set up, no nothing. I just was like, I got to get there. And every time I met somebody, they's like, yo, when you come out of town, you start off in party promotions. You go out on South Beach, you fucking hand out flyers, you get people to come in and get tables, and you just bring the girls to your section. You just got to get people through the door. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't want to do that shit. Like, they like, you want to make it here in Miami? That's where you start.
Pretty much, bro.
How is that? Like, and you still do it, though, like, on another level now, but... What was those earlier times like? Like,
it was a crazy times, bro. I seen a lot of shit. You know, Miami is a crazy city.
This is own country, I say, Miami.
Yeah,
it's like people say that United bro. States.
Like, I'm not from Florida. I'm from Miami.
Yeah, it's different.
Like a whole different like nation.
Wow.
But yeah, no, it's crazy, bro. Like, I was like kind of grabbing people from over there, from Broward, because they don't really know about the nightlife. They'll go to downtown for Lauderdale and that's
right, it. Lots and shit.
Yeah, they'll just go. But they would never travel to, because it's a far drive, bro, to drive from Broward. And for a woman to drive from Broward to Miami and drink and then go all the way back.
Yeah.
It's a fucking
before Uber.
Hell of a mission, bro.
Yeah.
So fucking, I just started doing that shit with Instagram, just still bringing girls out. I would have fucking 7 girls with me every day and shit. One of my boys from on site, Joel and shit, he was actually partnering with me over there. He'll help me with the girls and shit, with host. I was doing Living Story. I got put on to my other boy in LA, Prestige. Shout out to Prestige. He put me on to this guy that was working on South Beach. He had a company and shit. So he gave me the opportunity. Yeah, let him go through. And the first night I worked, bro, I brought like 17 girls, but gave me my own table.
Oh.
The promoter that I was working with, he was like, bro, nobody's ever done that shit, bro. And since then, I was just, took off.
So what's the, like... Cause I never understood the business aspect of the promoters, right? So I always know you just gotta get people in the building, right?
Yeah.
But how are the promoters like paid?
Well, you do like subcontracting. You
know? Okay.
You give them W-9 shit, and then they tell you bring X amount of girls, you get this one, or sometimes you can work a deal, we get salary, so automatically if you bring like 5 girls, 4 girls. You're still going to get paid for
this
that.
This the business in me that want to know this shit.
Yeah, no, so, trust me.
Because nobody's going to ask these questions. I got
to
know.
The mission is to get a bottle or a table, you feel me? Because you get 10% of the commission off of what you're
giving y'all the game. I know y'all want to know this shit because it's like, but it's the business aspect. Yeah, that's dope. I never knew that. Like, so like when I had friends that worked in a strip club, I learned, I'm supposed to be in the strip club enjoying the strip club, right? But I'm just like trying to break the business down, right? Yeah. So I'm looking at, okay, the girls got to make this, the door guy got to make this, the bar got to make this, the house mother got to get paid by the strippers. And before they reach $300, they don't make no money.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, that's why, it's the craziest
it's crazy
world.
Breakdown, bro.
I just used to go to the strip club.
Obviously, when you're a promoter, you got to break off the waitress, the tipper. You
know, 100%.
She's bringing your table. She's making sure you got juices and all that shit. So it's like a lookout and shit.
It's an industry that I'm like.
And when guys see you, other rich people that come to Miami see you with a group of girls, they come up to you like, yo, like, what's up?
Yeah,
like, what
that's
do you
the
do?
Connection you
want
to like, make.
Oh, you want to come chill? Right. Buy a bottle and you can chill with us all night or you want. Just that's keep dope. Buying whatever you want. Feel
that's
me?
Dope.
But through that, you make a lot of connections, bro, because Miami is an international city. So you have people coming from all. I know people all over the world.
100%.
I've been blessed to be able to have people connections all over to different countries, different time zones and shit.
So talk to me like. When we talk from a management, we had Mel here last week.
Shout out Mel
Shout
Visions.
Out to Mel the plug. There's this, I think, confusion about what the manager's role in an artist's career is, right? So, like, and she broke this down really good to me. Like, yo, you know, it's certain levels. Like, you got an everyday, day-to-day manager. You got a brand manager. You got a road manager. You got all these different management positions. What do you think is the biggest misconception about the role of the manager, though?
That's a good question.
I feel like, I'm going to tell you why. Hundreds of people ask me to be their manager, and I'm like, listen, motherfucker, you ain't got shit for me to manage. Like, what am I managing? I'm not Gary. Just what you want me to just send a bunch of emails? Like, so at what role do artists feel like they need a manager, and what's the, because I feel like people don't just want a manager. They want like a backer.
No, yeah. I mean,
the manager turned into like the ATM sometimes.
The thing is, like you said, there's different type of managers.
Right.
And there's managers that do that. They bankroll their artists.
Yeah.
And in the situation when it comes out to Gabby, like,
that's like family, though.
That it's like family. Yeah, so yeah, it's like, when I do put money, because, you know, we all 100%. Invest together. 100%. It's not just one-sided or anything.
Right.
I look at it because, you know, you believe in somebody that you want to see succeed and shit, and you see the talent, you see the hunger. And after all the shit that she told me about her past career and how people treated her, it's like, how can somebody grab some talent like that and treat it like that?
That's dope.
When you know it's going to be fucking crazy. If you do the right things and plug it the right play, bro. She's just been eating that shit. I just really need people that really care and believe in you and shit.
That's dope.
To really make that shit happen.
I think that's crazy, because it's like, I'm like, every artist, I feel like getting a manager is the hardest thing to get, right?
So, like a contractor. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, for real, bro. Like, So when I was an artist, probably took me 5 managers till I found the right one. And the guy that was my manager had no fucking management experience, bro. It was a dude I went to high school with, but I knew he knew how to run business. He had like a cleaning company. I'm like, look, man, I don't know what the fuck you know about music, but I know you know about business, and you're not going to steer me wrong. I just trusted him.
Yeah.
And he's like, yo, we just learn this shit together and figure it out. And that was my best manager.
Bro, they say that the best manager is the person closest to you.
Bro. 100%.
Your
friend or
your family is going to be one of your closest.
Like, I don't know if they should always say that, though. Yeah, it'd be some fucked up.
Somebody that you grew up with that you know that
you could trust, though, yeah, got you your best interest.
Have you back in best interest. And shit.
What's the future for Johnny Cash look like? Like, what's something that nobody know about you that you into?
Oh shit!
Like, you be like, yo, I go horseback riding on Saturdays. Like, what's one thing about you nobody would know?
To be honest, right now, bro, I just been on so focused on just everything I'm working.
It's gotta be one thing.
Nah, bro.
You gotta tell me I collect stamps, something that nobody know. You well, go okay. bowling.
I mean, if you really want to know, like, I don't know. I'm like my personality is weird.
Okay.
I like going out looking fly, you know, dressing fly, but I also like nature and shit. And then I kind of also like anime, so it's like weird, like a mixture of everything.
That's something nobody would know. Like, that's what I'm like, talking. Talk your anime. Your anime.
Like, I'm not deep into it like that, though.
But
not
you like it.
You know, like Dragon Ball Z, you know, everybody fucking love that shit.
Got
fucking,
it.
Yeah, bro, like, I just have different, not always just flashy and good life. And
well, that's why I asked, because, like, people's perception of what they might see, because they probably see you in a setting that's nightlife related,
platform,
right?
That's just like,
yeah, so, like, what's Johnny doing during the day on a regular day?
Regular day, bro? Well, right now I have, and during the week I work a 9-to-5 and shit, so I do construction, like home remodeling, tile, flooring, and all that stuff like that. And it's like a trade that I have.
That's fire. How long you been doing that?
Probably like 6-7 years now.
6-7 years. The reason this is important.
Hold on, guys. Bye, Gabby.
Bye.
Bye, Gabby. The reason this is important is because people think I'm anti like job and 9-to-5, and I'm like, yo, it just didn't work for me, but I had a job. Like, when I wrote a book from an employee standpoint. I worked for a window company and still do stuff now in the window business and real estate and everything else. Like, this music
shit,
multiple
incomes,
bro. This music shit don't pay. Like, so you gotta, like,
I always like to use the reference of an athlete. When you're an athlete, you only have so much time to be great.
Mm.
And then after you know, it's gonna get to the point where you can't play no more. So in that time, you're playing and you're building a business on the side to keep you afloat after you're done.
Dope.
The same thing with music. Music, you know, I'm not saying to put a cap on nobody, but like,
right.
Music, you got to build business on the side.
Oh, that's so a fucking anything, age. You know, that's an age limit to music. Let's be clear. You can't be.
Unless you're doing like some Drake shit and Lil Wayne, which they had freaking runs for years and shit.
Yeah, but if you look at that perspective, like from a run, Lil Wayne ain't even on nobody's top right now. He's still the GOAT, though.
Because he made the way for everybody.
But it's just like, everybody get old.
Yeah.
I'm a big Jay-Z fan. These new motherfuckers ain't, Jay-Z ain't on their list. Lil Baby is this high up. Future is this high up.
But it's crazy because once in a while they'll pop up and do a feature and you'll be like, oh shit, this motherfucker back on that shit.
But it's like, so I think, I'd like, from that perspective, I get that comparison. Like, but I think music is just like, it's always been a young man. I guess it depends on the genre, right?
That's true.
It's fucking Elton John and I'm still touring, and the Beatles and the
sometimes
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
You gotta make that timeless music, bro. That's comes from the heart, bro. That's
gonna Does that year. Still exist, you think? When you hear music, do you be like, oh, this is gonna be timeless down the road? Or is this shit microwave?
I don't know, bro. I have mixed feelings about music right now.
Give me your perspective.
Like, music is good. Like, I like the what people are doing, creative. I really hear, excuse me, I can really hear the people's hard work, what they do in the studio with beats and
yeah,
the engineering and all that. Like, but, like, I don't know. It's just, you know, all that trap, a lot of trap stuff going on right now.
Yeah.
I kind of like old school stuff, you know, like back in the day. That
you feel like that's a phase, though? Like,
I mean,
after a while, you can't hear another fucking 808 because every trap beat is like. Like, I mean, think about, I'm going to give you this perspective. When I think, like, timeless music and you think about people like fucking, let's say, like a Whitney Houston or a Michael Jackson, or like, it's never going to be another one of these type individuals. And I just think, why you think that is, though?
I mean, I just think that music just gets to the point where that music's going to be gone forever. But like you said, timeless song, bro. Like,
yeah.
But they're not going to recreate that, I don't think, that type of music anymore.
What you think lacks, though, in the music that is?
I think it's
easy to be famous now.
I think it's the technology, bro. Because technology is like everything is so like right there now.
So you don't have snow.
It's like it changed the music.
Yeah,
people are just advancing. You know, they're not really.
Yeah, everybody got a home studio
now. With social media, people's mentalities are different. You feel me? Because like they're not on the same thing. Like before, it's disconnection. You know. Like,
I'm gonna give you all the sauce. This is what record labels is doing right now. Record labels, shout out to all my record label friends, but I'm dropping the gems right now. Record labels is not searching for talent anymore. Record labels are searching for influencers who have followings. So they will spend the money on a model who looks good and has a big fan base and can't sing a lick, can't write a lick, can't, and get her with the right people, and she'll blow faster than somebody with talent because she already has an audience. That's the hardest thing for an artist to do is build an audience.
Yeah.
So they just tapping into the TikTok or the influencers or the social media. That's why you see all these. I'm like looking at all these models is now doing music. They DJs. I'm like,
yeah, I seen it.
It's crazy. It's smart. I might try it.
Nowadays, I might try it. Oh, now you,
Collab's first artist. We might try it.
Nowadays, all you see is fucking.
But it's no longevity. Traps, it's no longevity in that, yeah, though.
They only go so far.
Yeah, it's just like if you was a porn star. Like, once stuff starts sagging and hanging, you got to hang it up. Like,
yeah, bro. But to the point where, like, you know, you should be like, okay, you know, your ride was good. Like, some people get that famous.
So because you told me you like old school, give me your top five favorite rappers.
Top five favorite rappers. Definitely Biggie.
Okay.
Jay-Z. Nas.
Okay, that's three. Two more.
Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, shit. We put them as one. Okay. One more.
The last one, bro. What is that? That last one. That's a hard one. The last one might be hard. Fucking Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson, rapper. Give me a rap.
I'm sorry, I'm high as
fuck. Michael Jackson.
Excuse my French.
Rapper. We got Jay-Z, Biggie, Wu-Tang. What else you say? Nas. One more.
Rakim.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't expect that. Rakim?
Yeah, that's when I fuck with that way.
Damn. So I give you my top, right? Jay-Z is all time number one.
Jay-Z.
Just from a business, blueprint, how music, blueprint, like blueprint. Number one. Number two. I was always a Biggie fan over a Pac fan when I was younger. As I got older, I started liking Pac more because the Substance Matter was a little different. So I just put Pac and Big as that's number two. Number three.
We got to kind of put them together.
Yeah, I'll put them as like one. I don't like Nas.
Nah?
I'll tell you why I don't like Nas. Right. Nas is hot. Nas was inconsistent to me. Nas would give me some hot shit, and Nas would give me some bullshit.
The thing with Nas, he never really wanted to be mainstream, though.
Nah, I just felt like he wasn't.
Where he's at, he's always wanted.
Yeah, to be. I just felt he wasn't consistent. That's why I was never a Nas fan. So I was.
You know who I really should have said, like, with the whole, he's mixing Pac and Biggie together? What? I should have really said Immortal Technique.
Oh, you like, for real hip-hop.
Yeah, that's, if you don't know about Immortal Technique, bro, I'm sorry.
Really? That's a surprise. I don't think you.
Yeah, that, all right. That boy got some fire.
All right, man. So Jay-Z.
Shout out to Peru with that shit.
Pac, man. And Big, number two. Busta Rhymes is number three for me.
Busta.
Jadakiss is number four.
Damn. Okay.
Number five.
So, see, number five is always like.
I'm a fucking Eminem fan. He just never makes my top five.
He's not even in. I wouldn't even put him in a like genre, but he's his own.
I got a whole issue with Eminem, but only because I feel like. Nah, I'm not gonna say it.
Yeah, I didn't get to.
Nah, I'm not gonna say it.
Marshall Mathers.
Nah, I'm not gonna say it. Number five. Damn. Jay-Z, what I said. Jay-Z, Big and Pac, Busta Rhymes, Jadakiss.
One more, dog.
One more.
I'm telling you, that fifth one is
hard. It is. Now I'm like, now, damn. You see what I'm now about. I see what you're saying. Fuck. And I'm a fan of so many people, but they can't have this number five spot. This is important. Oh, man. I'm going to have to go Wayne, bro.
Wayne?
I'm gonna have to go Wayne, number five. Had to go Wayne. That was Wayne. Good?
Yeah, that was a good one.
You was waiting for that?
Yes.
All right, Wayne, number five.
That is I'm gonna
have
one.
To go. Shout but see, I got like, and I could go my top 10, man. I could go Pusha T. It's a bunch, but top five. That's my top five right there. What about, like, not just rap, just music in general?
Music in general?
Music in general.
Oh, man, I like all types of
shit. Give me three.
Three?
Give me three.
Bro, Michael Jackson. Definitely.
Michael Jackson.
Fucking who's the one? This was one guy. He's like an old school guy. He's a black guy. He's very deep. He's like
singer.
Da-na-na-na. You know, like the one that goes. It's very like romantic shit. Very back in the day, but like old song. Bro. Like
Marvin Gaye.
I think that's what it is.
Deep voice.
Yeah.
Barry White.
It's Barry White. Barry White. Yeah.
Barry White? Really?
Yeah, bro. I like the old school shit, bro. Because my mentor put me onto a lot of shit like that. So like,
old shit.
Put me onto some old school shit.
Dope.
But I've always known about it because I love music. I like all types of shit, bro. I like all types of music. Even country and shit. People like music. I don't like country.
You like country music?
There's some country music that's fire.
Is it this new country that's like trap country?
No. Like, there's some like old country that like.
I'm like old
country. But
like Garth Brooks type?
Like, I don't know him like that, but I know some songs like that sound good and shit that are not like, catchy. And
certain
shit.
Records.
Yeah, like the kind of like the R&B type of shit, you know, like the guitar and shit, they be going hard, you know. Like,
I got it.
Shout out to some country music.
So for an artist that's like looking at Johnny Cash, yeah. They like, man, I like what he's doing with Gabby and, you know, he got her places. How do they reach out to you? How do you say, all right, I want to work with that guy?
I mean, you know, they can just go to my Instagram, bro.
Just go to your Instagram.
Give me up on DM. I'm always on that shit. I'm always looking.
But what's your criteria, right? So if you say, because everybody got talent, right? What you looking for that's separating these artists? I look at Gabby not the average artist because she don't just do music.
Yeah.
So she got a whole entertainment package. You could package her a lot of different ways. She could do movies. She could do dance. She could do like, so like when you looking for artists though, what's the thing that you looking for that's like, you know what, I could work with that?
I mean, like I was saying earlier, bro, I really got to see an artist like
work ethic,
bro. And I really got to meet him. I'm always saying like, if they reach out like, yo, I set up a studio, show me how serious you are, set up a session, you know, you tell me where to meet you and I'll go pull up, you show me your music, and if it's where it's at, you know, and I feel the energy, because I like to read people. When you sit in a room with somebody, you can feel their energy.
Yeah.
The genuine, the aura, like, I'm really about that shit. Like, if I'm not really feeling the energy, it's like, you can feel when somebody's energy is heavy and, like, you know, they have bad intentions or you can see it, kind of see right through them and shit.
Got it. So,
and then I look at people's pages too, you know, see what they're doing on Instagram. Like, Instagram's the main big platform that.
100%.
That's why I use that shit a lot. Stories, my stories be
lit. I be seeing
everything
it.
Is like very like.
I'm like, man, Johnny done tagged me and his barber and everything. Johnny is not playing. Shout out to the barbers, man. Bro, shout out to process, Daniel, bro. Man. He plugged me in today.
Like all these, when you look at, like, even the Kanye, you saw the Kanye documentary?
I did.
You see how that guy was just filming the whole time? That's what it is. I always say, that's always film Gabby. I'm always filming, like, because eventually he's going to be down in history. Like,
yeah, you got the
that
footage.
That footage is fucking millions of dollars worth of footage right there. Like, Kanye West are going. And it's crazy because I saw that shit, and I see him, like, all this, the labels, like, yeah, yeah. When they listen to the songs, that we're like, oh, my God, it's the best timeless songs ever. Like, oh, it's cool, it's cool.
Like, Plady, trying, right?
I'm like, yeah, I was like.
That's, ain't that crazy to see, bro, that,
so,
though?
I think that shit, like, damn, that shit made me go harder, bro. Like, that's how, like, I feel like sometimes that's how people feel.
Yeah.
The music when I show about Gabby and shit. They don't really see it sometimes.
Yeah.
But then when they see it, it's, like, already blowing up in the radio and you already hear that shit. And, like.
For me, I feel so much. I feel for artists today because it's a lot of pressure to be an artist. The day I retired from being an artist was one of the greatest days of my life. That weight, bro, oh my gosh, I lost 50 pounds that day because it was just like, I can't do this. Like, I never wanted to be the artist. I was just better than all my friends. So they're like, oh, we're going to push you, and then you just bring us all along with you. It just never happened that way. So it was just like, but the pressure to just have to constantly do photo shoots and shoot music videos. And I grew up. When I blew up, it was on the MySpace days, so you only needed MySpace. You didn't need
customized page.
Yeah, you didn't need fucking Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok. Like, it's too much. Like, how do you pick a platform to?
Yeah,
it's too much pressure, and then you got to be perfect every time you go on there.
And little slip, they gonna be like, oh, da, da, da.
Yeah, man. I see the girl. They done blasted her because she was putting a little more arch in her back in Photoshop.
And it's crazy because I remember in the interview you had with Gabby about the whole, like, the girl fucking bullying Gabby and she's saying, like, oh, this is how Gabby talks in her and her novellas or whatever. I'm like, damn, people really take their time and do that shit. Like,
oh my gosh. It's crazy. That's where we at with life, though. What's one thing you can leave our audience with? Give me a Johnny Cash quote, a mantra, something you live by.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know, bro, just keep going. Don't stop believing. Whatever you have in your dream that you can believe in, don't let nobody tell you you can't make it, bro. Because if you just believe it, you can do it. And, like, nowadays, especially in Florida, if you're from Miami and shit,
yeah,
you know how it is, bro. People are just trying to break you down.
Everybody.
They try to put brick between what you're trying to do. And, like, you gotta try to find the good people that are out there. Because I've met a lot of good people, bro. I've met recently. I'm really blessed to have people around, especially you too, bro. Like, shout out to Queen, you know, is the guy. Man.
I'm a vibe guy though. Like,
shout out to a lot of people. You know, it's too much people to mention, but I'm really blessed to really have people.
I see you in here with the Tony Visions.
Yeah, Tony
on.
Tony Vision. Shout out. I'm not gonna forget.
Shout out
Tony.
To David Woods coming through with
style by Tony and shit.
With the customs,
you already know. I came to Tony before I came here. So,
but I think that's important. Like, Miami's small. Now, when you in this shit and you go to these places, you run into the same people. Yeah. So it's too small to be burning bridges with people.
You gotta filter that shit out. That bad, bro. Like, I never speak ill on people and shit.
Yeah.
Even if I fall out with people, I don't ever speak about the business that we had or that the
we noticed
out. So it's like, oh yeah,
we noticed. We not gonna name them people.
Oh,
but
man.
Nah, but that's respect though. That
nah,
you that's respect though. That you still credited
shout
that
out.
Guy
Everyday Gang can include.
Yeah, you credited the guy for mentoring you and putting you in. Because where would you be without that first step? Yeah. And then just you put your own twist on it.
Sometimes I feel like sometimes people, like, can't fathom to have somebody that's really loyal, true, because they're like, oh shit, it's too fucking too real and shit. And then they kind of drop the ball and drop the bag with that shit. Because I'm more of a, like, one time, like, you lose my three things I have, which is like love, loyalty, and respect. You break one of those, you lose all of them. There's no going back. I don't go back.
That's what you should have left me with.
I should have left you with that shit.
But we got it, yo.
We got it.
I'm your boy, Baron McQueen, Johnny Cash.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you.
Thank you guys for having me, man.
You've been tuned into another episode of the Everyday Game Changers, and we are out.
Thanks for listening to the Everyday Game Changers podcast with Baron McQueen. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. If you enjoyed the show, leave us a review. Follow us on Instagram at Everyday Game Changers or on our official website, www.everydaygamechangers.com.